Unlocking the power of IPSCs, IPSC product categories and their importance. Since their discovery in 2006, induced pluripotent stem cells, IPSCs, have revolutionized research practices, offering a novel tool for studying diseases, testing drugs, exploring toxicities, and advancing regenerative medicine therapies. These stem cells are derived from adult somatic cells and reprogrammed to become pluripotent, meaning they have the ability to differentiate into any type of cell in the body. The wide array of applications for iPSCs has led to a growing demand for specialized products to support their reprogramming, culture, engineering, differentiation, and analysis. In this article, we will delve into the key product categories that facilitate IPSC research and their crucial roles in advancing this field. 1. Reprogramming, the foundation of IPSC generation. The first step in IPSC research is the reprogramming of somatic cells into pluripotent stem cells. This process involves reintroducing specific transcription factors into the somatic cells to reset their epigenetic state. Over time, a variety of reprogramming methods have been developed, each with its advantages and limitations. Traditional reprogramming techniques, such as using lentivirus to introduce the reprogramming factors, have been widely utilized for IPSC generation. However, as concerns about safety and gene integration arose, more advanced and non-integrating methods have emerged. These include the use of sendivirus vectors, which are RNA-based and do not integrate into the genome, as well as episomal vectors, which use plasmids to introduce reprogramming factors without altering the host DNA. These advancements in reprogramming technology have expanded the possibilities for creating iPSCs and have made the process safer and more efficient, enabling researchers to focus on downstream applications, such as disease modeling, drug testing, and regenerative medicine. 2. Cell culture, the critical environment for iPSCs. Once iPSCs are successfully reprogrammed, maintaining them in culture is crucial for ensuring their pluripotency and ability to differentiate into various cell types. iPSCs require highly specialized culture conditions to thrive, as they are sensitive to environmental factors such as nutrient levels, oxygen, and growth factors. The culture environment must be optimized to prevent spontaneous differentiation and support the long-term expansion of iPSCs. Specialized cell culture products, including serum-free media, passaging reagents, substrates, and cell culture surfaces, are specifically designed for IPSC cultivation. These products help maintain the cells in their undifferentiated state while promoting cell proliferation and minimizing unwanted differentiation. By utilizing optimized IPSC-specific cell culture products, researchers can ensure the reliability and reproducibility of their experiments, leading to more predictable and consistent results in IPSC-based studies. 3. Engineering iPSCs, unlocking the potential of stem cells. In IPSC research, engineering typically refers to manipulating the genetic material or protein expression of iPSCs to study specific biological pathways, including those involved in differentiation, disease development, and therapeutic potential. This category of products includes a wide range of tools designed to facilitate the modification and analysis of iPSCs. For example, researchers may use lipid-based or electroporation-based transfection products to introduce genetic material into iPSCs. These methods enable the study of specific genes or proteins that play key roles in cellular processes, such as cell signaling, differentiation, or disease progression. Additionally, cloning technologies and CRISPR/Cas9 gene editing tools are used to create specific genetic modifications in iPSCs, allowing researchers to model diseases or test potential therapies at the cellular level. The ability to engineer iPSCs provides unprecedented control over the genetic makeup of stem cells, which is crucial for developing personalized medicine and understanding the genetic underpinnings of various diseases. 4. Differentiation, guiding iPSCs to become specialized cells. One of the most exciting aspects of IPSC technology is their potential to differentiate into any type of cell in the body. However, guiding iPSCs to differentiate into specific cell types, such as neurons, cardiomyocytes, or hepatocytes, requires carefully controlled conditions. To facilitate this process, researchers rely on high-quality growth factors and cytokines that promote the targeted differentiation of iPSCs. These factors are rigorously tested to ensure their biological activity, purity, stability, and homogeneity, which are essential for reproducible and efficient differentiation. In addition to cytokines and growth factors, optimized cell culture media and reagents are crucial for supporting the growth, expansion, and storage of differentiated iPSCs. Researchers may also use custom media services tailored to the specific needs of their differentiation protocols. By leveraging these differentiation tools, researchers can direct iPSCs to become specialized cells that closely mimic the characteristics of cells found in the human body, enabling them to create accurate disease models, study developmental biology, and develop cell-based therapies. 5. Cell analysis, validating iPSC identity and differentiation. As iPSCs undergo differentiation or are used for research purposes, it is essential to validate that the cells maintain their pluripotency or have successfully differentiated into the desired cell lineage. The tools available for cell analysis in iPSC research are essential for confirming the identity and quality of the cells at each stage of their development. Various analytical techniques are used to validate iPSCs, including immunostaining, flow cytometry, and quantitative PCR. These methods help determine whether iPSCs express key markers of pluripotency, such as OCT4, NINOG, and SOX2, or whether they have successfully differentiated into the target cell type, such as neurons or heart muscle cells. Cell analysis products, such as antibodies, dyes, and reagents, are available to facilitate these validations. Researchers can choose from a wide range of options, depending on the specific markers they wish to assess. The ability to rapidly and accurately validate iPSCs ensures the reliability and success of experiments, particularly when testing new drugs or studying disease mechanisms. The future of iPSC research. The field of iPSC research continues to advance rapidly, driven by innovations in reprogramming, cell culture, engineering, differentiation, and analysis technologies. Each of these categories of products plays a crucial role in ensuring the success and reproducibility of iPSC-based experiments. By utilizing the right tools and reagents at each stage of iPSC research, scientists are making strides toward unlocking the full potential of these remarkable cells. Whether it's creating patient-specific disease models, testing new treatments, identifying potential toxicities, or advancing cell-based regenerative therapies, iPSCs show great promise for advancing the future of human health. To learn more about this exciting market, view the Global Induced Pluripotent Stem Cell (IPSC) Industry Report, Market Size, Trends, and Forecasts, 2025. IPSC Cell Market Report.